I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. I want to praise you, Lord, much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you.
Greetings, my Israelite brothers and sisters who praise Yahweh. This is part 3 of Jew or Judah. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Jew or Judah is found in the Who's Who menu or the Word Studies menu. In part 2, we covered all the verses with the made-up word Jew. We did not see the word Jew for the first time until 2 Kings 16:6. You would think the word Jew would be in every book of the Bible, but it's not, because the Bible is not a Jewish book. The word Jew was not in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 or 2 Samuel, or 1 Kings. The word Jew is not in the Torah. The Torah is not the law for Jews. It's the law for Israelites. The Jews perverted the Torah into their own traditions and reject the commandments of God. The Jews' Torah is called the Talmud. When we saw the word Jew for the first time in 2 Kings 16:6 and in chapters 18 and 25, the original word is H3064 Yahudim, which are Judahites, meaning Israelites of the house of Judah. These were not Jews. Judah is not Jews. Jews are not of the tribe of Judah. Jews are not Israelites. Jews are Edomites. We saw in Ezra that the fake, made-up word Jew replaced H3062 Yahudai, which is the Aramaic for Judah. It is referring to Judahites of the house of Judah. These Judahites had just returned to Jerusalem to rebuild following their 70 years captivity in Babylon. So we know that these are not Jews, because the Jews have never been in bondage to no man. We saw in Nehemiah that the deceptive word Jew replaced H3064 Yehudim, which is a Judahite of the house of Judah. Judahites are not Jews. The Judahites were in Babylonian captivity, which no Jew was ever in bondage to any man. We saw in Ezra and Nehemiah that it was the Jews, who are Edomites, that were hindering the rebuilding of Jerusalem. And it was the Jews who helped the Babylonians destroy Jerusalem. We also saw in Nehemiah that the Antichrist translators could not replace the word Yehuda with the word Jew when the word Yehuda was used for the territory of Judah, because it wouldn't sound right to call the land of Judah the land of Jew. We saw that the word Jew was not used in Job, Psalms, Proverbs, or Ecclesiastes. If the Old Testament is about Jews, then why are Jews not even mentioned in 18 out of the 21 books we've covered so far? Because the word Jew replaced the Hebrew words for Judah. This tampering of Scripture has hidden the identity of the Israelite tribe of Judah by replacing the word Judah with Jews. The result is identity theft and the creation of a presumption that the Jews are of the tribe of Judah, when in fact and in reality, the Jews are of the tribe of Esau. Jews are Edomites. No Jew is an Israelite. No Jew is a Hebrew. And no Jew is of the tribe of Judah. Jacob and Leah were white Adamic Hebrews. No white man and woman can produce 6 white children and 1 Jew. This alone should be enough to prove that the Jews are not descended from the tribe of Judah. We continue our study in the book of Esther. The made-up word Jew replaced the Hebrew word Yehudim over 50 times in Esther. Esther and her people were Yehudim, which are Judahites. These Judahites were Israelites of the house of Judah. These Judahites were in captivity, which no Jew has ever been in bondage. So these are not Jews. They are Judahites. Judahites are Israelites of the house of Judah. Jews are Edomites. Esther is about the attempt to genocide the house of Judah. Haman, the Agagite, is the one who tried to have the whole house of Judah exterminated. Haman the Agagite was an Edomite Jew. Was he trying to genocide his own Jewish people? No. Haman was a Jew who had it in his Jewish heart to continue the enmity of Genesis 3:15 and murder all the Judahites. When you know who is who, and you know some biblical history, then Scripture is not a mystery. Esther 2:5. Now in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew,
which should read Judahite,
whose name was Mordecai, the son of Yair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjaminite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is, Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father or mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. Mordecai adopted Esther. In verse 5, it reads in the King James Perversion that Mordecai was a Jew. Well, this word is H3064, Yahudi, which is a Judahite. Mordecai was not a Jew. Jews are Edomites. Paul of Tarsus was an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin, as was Mordecai. Paul was a citizen of Rome. Jews could not be Roman citizens. Benjaminites are not Jews. They are of the house of Judah. They are Israelites. Mordecai charged Esther that she would not make known her kindred. Esther was not a Jew. Some sources has her being a Judahite of the house of Judah. Others have Esther being a Benjaminite. Either way, Esther is an Israelite woman of the house of Judah. We will see as the story progresses that Esther and her people were not Jews. Rather, they were Israelites of the house of Judah, and that it was Haman, the Edomite Jew, that sought to destroy the Judahites. Verse 21. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth, and sought to lay hand on the king, Artaxerxes. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. Mordecai saved the king's life by revealing the plot against him. Plot to kill the Judahites. Esther 3:1. After these things did King Artaxerxes promote Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seat above all the officials that were with him. Haman was a descendant of Agag, of the Amalekites, an Edomite Jew. Amalek was a grandson of Esau. 1 Samuel 15:8. And Saul took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. Esther 3:2. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, the Edomite Jew, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Israelites are forbidden to bow to kings and princes of other nations. Verse 3. Then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, Why transgress you the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman, the Edomite Jew, to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand. For he had told them that he was a Jew.
Which should read Judahite.
Mordecai was not the Jew. Mordecai was a Judahite. Haman was the Jew, an Edomite Jew. Verse 5. And when Haman, the Jew, saw that Mordecai, the Judahite, bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman, the Jew, full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman, the Jew, sought to destroy all the Jews,
which should be Judahites,
that were throughout the whole kingdom of Artaxerxes, even the people of Mordecai. Psalm 83:4. They have said,
Come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Yisrael may be no more in remembrance.
Esther 3:7. In the first month, that is, the month of Abib, in the 12th year of the king Artaxerxes, they cast Pur, that is, the lot, before Haman the Jew, from day to day, and from month to month, to the 12th month, that is, the month of Adar. And Haman the Jew said to King Artaxerxes,
There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore it is not for the king's profit to suffer them.
These certain dispersed people were Israelites. When the Assyrians rose to power, they were part of Yahweh's punishment upon disobedient Israel. The Israelites were taken captive and relocated throughout the coastlands. These are some of the scattered, lost sheep that Haman the Jew is talking about. Verse 9.
If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business, to bring it into the king's treasuries.
And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy.
Which should read, the Judahites' enemy.
So if Haman was an Agagite, which is a descendant of Amalek, which is a descendant of Esau and one of his Canaanite wives, which would make Haman an Edomite Jew, how could Esther and the Judahites be Jews? Was Haman trying to genocide his own Jewish people? No. Haman was a Jew, and he was trying to exterminate the whole house of Judah. Verse 11. And the king said unto Haman the Jew, The silver is given to you, the people also, to do with them as it seems good to you. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman the Jew had commanded unto the king's lieutenants, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language. In the name of the king Artaxerxes was it written, and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by runners into all the king's provinces, to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews,
meaning all Judahites,
both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. And the following is the copy of the letter. The great king Artaxerxes writes thus to the rulers and inferior governors of 127 provinces, from India even to Ethiopia, who hold authority under him. Ruling over many nations and having obtained dominion over the whole world, I was minded, not elated by the confidence of power, but ever conducting myself with great moderation and gentleness, to make the lives of my subjects continually tranquil, desiring both to maintain the kingdom quiet and orderly to its utmost limits, and to restore the peace desired by all men. But when I had inquired of my counselors how this should be brought to pass, Haman, the Jew, who excels in soundness of judgment among us, and has been manifestly well inclined without wavering and with unshaken fidelity, and has obtained the second post in the kingdom, informed us that a certain ill-disposed, rebellious people is mixed up and scattered abroad with all the tribes throughout the known world, opposed in their law to every other nation, and continually neglecting the commands of the king. So that the united government blamelessly administered by us is not quietly established. having then conceived that this nation alone of all others is continually set up in opposition to every man, introducing as a change a foreign code of laws, and injuriously plotting to accomplish the worst of evils against our interests, and against the happy establishment of the monarchy, we signify to you in the letter written by Haman the Jew, who is set over the public affairs, and is our second governor, to destroy them all, utterly with their wives and their children, by the swords of the enemies, without pitying or sparing any, on the 14th day of the 12th month Adar of the present year, that the people aforetime, and now ill disposed to us, having been violently consigned to death in one day, may hereafter secure to us continually a well-constituted and quiet state of affairs. The Jews have done this throughout history, bribing authorities and agitating the murder of our people. From Genesis 3:15, the serpent seed has been trying to kill the seed of the woman throughout all time. The first Jew, Cain, killed his half-brother, Abel. The Jews tried killing Adam and his children. The Jews killed some of the prophets and apostles. The Jews killed Christ. The Jews killed millions of our people through all their bankers' wars, including World War I and II, which only granted them more money, more power, and the rights to the cursed land of Israel. Marcus Eli Ravage, Jewish writer and Rothschild biographer, The Century Magazine, A Real Case Against the Jews, 1928, page 347.
If you are really serious when you talk of Jewish plots, may I not direct your attention to one worth talking about? You have not begun to appreciate the real depth of our guilt. We are intruders. We are disturbers. We are subverters. We have taken your natural world, your ideals, your destiny, and played havoc with them. We have been at the bottom, not merely of the latest great war, but of nearly all your wars, not only of the Russian, but of every other major revolution in your history. We have brought discord and confusion and frustration into your personal and public life. We are still doing it. No one can tell us how long we shall go on doing it.
The Jews poison our air, water, and food because they own all the food corporations, the FDA, and they own the pharmaceutical and medical industry. The Jews are killing all our people who go to any of the 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity because our people are ignorantly and unwittingly worshiping a Jewish Jesus and following Jewish invented church doctrine. The Jews are masters at lying, agitating, devising evil plans, carrying out wicked agendas, creating false flag events, and using their influence to their own benefit and to the demise of we true Israelites. Esther 4:1. When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes, and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry, and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews,
or among the Judahites,
and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. Esther had been made queen because of her beauty and countenance, so she had some authority. Verse 5. Then called Esther for Hathach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai, to know what it was and why it was. So Hathach went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman the Jew had promised to pay the king's treasuries for the Jews,
meaning for the Judahites,
to destroy them. Mordecai also gave Hathach a copy of the letter of the order of extermination of the Judahites. Verse 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not within yourself that you shall escape in the king's house more than all the Jews,"
which should be Judahites.
"For if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then shall relief and deliverance arise to the Jews,"
or to the Judahites,
"from another place. But you and your father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer, "Go, gather together all the Jews,"
meaning all the Judahites,
"that are present in Shushan, and fast you for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." No one was permitted to go to the king unless called, and the king holds out his golden scepter. But Esther was willing to risk her life for her people. And Mordecai besought Yahweh, making mention of all the works of Yahweh. And he said, "Yahweh Elohim, king ruling over all, for all things are in your power, and there is no one that shall oppose you in your purpose to save Yisrael. For you have made the skies and the land, and every wonderful thing in the world under the sky, and you are master of all, and there is no one who will resist you, Yahweh. You know all things, you know, Yahweh, that it is not in insolence, nor haughtiness, nor love of glory that I have done this, to refuse obeisance to the haughty Haman the Jew. For I would gladly have kissed the soles of his feet for the safety of Yisrael. But I have done this, that I might not set the glory of man above the glory of Elohim. And I will not worship anyone except you, my master, and I will not do these things in haughtiness. And now, O Yahweh Elohim, the King, the Elohim of Abraham, spare your people, for our enemies are looking upon us to our destruction, and they have desired to destroy your ancient inheritance. Do not overlook your peculiar people, whom you have redeemed for yourself out of the land of Mitzrayim. Hearken to my prayer, and be propitious to your inheritance, and turn our mourning into gladness, that we may live and sing praise to your name, O Yahweh. And do not utterly destroy the mouth of them that praise you, O Yahweh." And all Yisrael cried with all their might, for death was before their eyes. And Queen Esther betook herself for refuge to Yahweh, being taken as it were in the agony of death. And having taken off her glorious apparel, she put on garments of distress and mourning. And instead of grand perfumes, she filled her head with ashes and dung. And she greatly brought down her body, and she filled every place of her glad adorning with the torn curls of her hair. And she besought Yahweh Elohim of Yisrael, and said, "O my master, you alone are our king. Help me, who am destitute, and have no helper but you, for my danger is near at hand. I have heard from my birth in the tribe of my kindred that you, Yahweh, took Yisrael out of all the nations, and our fathers out of all their kindred for a perpetual inheritance, and has wrought for them all that you have said. And now we have sinned before you, and you have delivered us into the hands of our enemies, because we honored their gods. You are righteous, O Yahweh, but now they have not been contented with the bitterness of our slavery, but have laid their hands on the hands of their idols in order to abolish the decree of your mouth, and utterly to destroy your inheritances, and to stop the mouth of them that praise you, and to extinguish the glory of your house and your altar, and to open the mouth of the nations to speak the praises of vanities, and in order that a mortal king should be admired forever. O Yahweh, do not resign your scepter to them that are not, and let them not laugh at our fall, but turn their counsel against themselves, and make an example of him who has begun to injure us. Remember us, O Yahweh. Manifest yourself in the time of our affliction, and encourage me, O King of gods, and ruler of all dominion. Put harmonious speech into my mouth before the lion, and turn his heart to hate him that fights against us, to the utter destruction of him that consent with him. But deliver us by your hand, and help me who am destitute, and have none but you, O Yahweh. You know all things, and know that I hate the glory of transgressors, and that I abhor the couch of the uncircumcised, and of every stranger. You know my necessity, for I abhor the symbol of my proud station, which is upon my head in the days of my splendor. I abhor it as a menstruous cloth, and I wear it not in the days of my tranquility. And your handmaid has not eaten at the table of Haman the Jew, and I have not honored the banquet of the king, neither have I drunk wine of libations. Neither has your handmaid rejoiced since the day of my promotion until now, except in you, O Yahweh Elohim of Abraham. O Yahweh, who has power over all, hearken to the voice of the desperate, and deliver us from the hand of them that devise mischief, and deliver me from my fear. So Esther braved the commandment and stood in the court of the king, and he raised the golden scepter and heard her. Esther had a plan, and she asked the king to have Haman the Jew come to a banquet which she had prepared for Haman and the king. Meanwhile, Haman the Jew was going about his day, and when he saw Mordecai in the king's gate, and he did not bow down to him, Haman the Jew was full of indignation against Mordecai the Judahite. Haman boasted to his family and friends of his invitation to the king's banquet. Esther 5:13.
Yet all this avails me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate.
So is Haman the Jew against Mordecai the Jew? Or is Haman the Jew against Mordecai the Judahite? Verse 14. Then said Zeresh, his Jewish wife, and all his Jewish friends unto him,
Let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak you unto the king, that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go you in merrily with the king unto the banquet.
And the thing pleased Haman the Jew, and he caused the gallows to be made. Later that night, the king wanted to see the book of records, and it was found written in it the deed of Mordecai, when he warned of the assassination attempt on the king's life. Meanwhile, Haman was waiting in the court to speak to the king about hanging Mordecai on the gallows. When Haman came before the king, the king said, What shall be done unto the man whom the king delights to honor? Haman thought the king was talking about him. Esther 6:7. And Haman the Jew answered the king,
For the man whom the king delights to honor, let the royal apparel be brought which the king uses to wear, and the horse that the king rides upon, and the crown royal which is set upon his head, and let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble officials, that they may array the man with all whom the king delights to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor.
Then the king said to Haman the Jew, Make haste, and take the apparel and the horse, as you have said, and do so even to Mordecai, the Jew, that sits at the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that you have spoken. Mordecai was not the Jew. Haman was. Mordecai was a Judahite of the house of Judah. Haman was an Edomite of the house of Agag, the Amalekite Jewish cursed seed tribe whom Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Verse 11, then took Haman the Jew the apparel and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai the Judahite, and brought him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delights to honor. And Mordecai came again to the king's gate. But Haman the Jew hasted to his house mourning, and having his head covered. And Haman the Jew told Zeresh his Jewish wife, and all his Jewish friends, everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh his wife unto him,
if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom you have begun to fall, you shall not prevail against him, but shall surely fall before him.
Mordecai was not of the seed of the Jews. Haman, his wife, and friends were the Jews. Mordecai was of the seed of the house of Judah. Verse 14, and while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlains, and hasted to bring Haman the Jew unto the banquet that Esther the Judahite had prepared. So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen. Esther 7:3. Then Esther the queen answered and said, if I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Then the king Artaxerxes answered, and said unto Esther the queen, who is he, and where is he, that does presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman the Jew was afraid before the king and the queen. The adversary, the enemy, the false accuser, is always the Canaanite and Edomite Jews. So the king was very wroth, and Haman the Jew pleaded with Esther the Judahite for his life. Verse 9. And Harbona, one of the king's chamberlains, said before the king, behold also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman the Jew had made for Mordecai the Judahite, who had spoken good for the king, standing in the house of Haman the Jew. Then the king said, hang him thereon. So they hanged Haman the Jew on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai the Judahite. Then was the king's wrath pacified. Decree of Judahite genocide revoked. Esther 8:1. On that day did the king Artaxerxes give the house of Haman the Jew, the Jews' enemy,
which should read, the Judahites' enemy,
unto Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what Mordecai was unto her, her uncle. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman the Jew, and gave it unto Mordecai the Judahite. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. And Esther spake yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite Jew, and his device that he devised against the Jews,
which should read, Judahites.
Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king, and said, if it please the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seems right before the king, and if I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite Jew, which he wrote to destroy the Jews, which are in all the king's provinces.
Which should read, which he wrote to destroy the Judahites, which are in all the king's provinces.
For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Then the king Artaxerxes said unto Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew,
which should read Judahite,
behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews.
Which should read Judahites.
Write you also for the Jews,
which should read Judahites,
as you like, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring may no man reverse. Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, that is, the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews,
which should read Judahites,
and to the lieutenants, and the deputies and rulers of the provinces, which are from Hodu unto Cush, 127 provinces, unto every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews,
which should read Judahites,
according to their writing and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Artaxerxes' name, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by posts on horseback, and riders on mules, camels, and young dromedaries, wherein the king granted the Jews,
which should read Judahites,
which were in every city to gather themselves together, and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey, upon one day in all the provinces of King Artaxerxes, namely upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, and that the Jews,
which should read Judahites,
should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. Proverbs 29:12. If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. Haman lied to the king, and everything Haman devised was wicked. And everyone, including the king, if they had carried out the order of extermination of the Judahites, would have all been servants of wickedness. The situation is the same today. Our countries, governments, schools, teachers, and churches are all run by Jewish control and influence, just as Benjamin Franklin and others warned would happen within 200 years if we let Jews into our societies. So now all our countries and governments are fighting wars for the Jewish bankers. All the educational institutions and churches are teaching our people Jewish values, Jewish fables, and are all servants of the Jews. When the churches teach, speak, bless, and pray in the name of Jewish Jesus, they are servants of wickedness. When America and Britain destroyed Germany in the World Wars, we were serving the Jewish bankers and their father, the devil. The Jews tried to genocide the Germans, who are mainly of the tribe of Judah, because the children of Esau are always trying to genocide the children of Jacob, especially those of the tribe of Judah. It matters who and what we believe. So when the decree of the Judahite genocide was revoked, verse 16, the Jews,
which should read Judahites,
had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city, wheresoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews,
which should read Judahites,
had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. H 3054 is a verb meaning to become. This is not a genetic reference. The definition includes to become a Judahite in fraud. The Hebrew is mith yahadim, meaning professing, openly declaring, avowing, acknowledging. Professed to be Jews. Westminster Leningrad Codex version has, and many peoples of the land were professing themselves Judahites that fell afraid of the Judahites. A few versions have the word pretended to be Judahites for fear. If you are not an Israelite, you cannot become an Israelite. You can't even become a spiritual Israelite, as there is no such thing. These scriptures are not a religion. They are our heritage, our history, our inheritance, and the way of our racial family. The Bible is the book of the generations of Adam. The other races and the Jews are not of the race of Adam. The churches teach the Jew lie that God loves everybody and accepts everybody. The scriptures teach that God loves Jacob and accepts Israelites that love God, His word, His laws, the truth, and our own kinsmen. Esther 9:1. Now in the 12th month, that is, the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews,
which should read Judahites,
hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Judahites had rule over them that hated them. 2 Samuel 22:41. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. Esther 9:2. The Jews,
which should be Judahites,
gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Artaxerxes, to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell on all people. And all the rulers of the provinces, and the lieutenants, and the deputies, and officers of the king, helped the Jews,
which should read, helped the Judahites,
because the fear of Mordecai, the Judahite, fell upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces. For this man Mordecai waxed greater and greater. Thus the Jews,
thus the Judahites,
smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. And in Shushan the palace, the Jews,
meaning the Judahites,
slew and destroyed 500 men, and Parshandatha, and Dalphon, and Aspatha, and Poratha, and Adalia, and Aridatha, and Parmashta, and Arisai, and Aridai, and Vyazatha, the 10 sons of Haman the Jew, the son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews,
which should read, the enemy of the Judahites,
slew they, but on the spoil laid they not their hand. On that day the number of those that were slain in Shushan the palace was brought before the king. And the king said unto Esther the queen, the Jews,
meaning the Judahites,
have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman the Jew. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is your petition? And it shall be granted you, or what is your request further? And it shall be done. Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews,
meaning Judahites,
which are in Shushan, to do tomorrow also according unto this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 Jewish sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king commanded it so to be done, and the decree was given at Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 Jewish sons. For the Jews,
meaning for the Judahites,
that were in Shushan, gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month of Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan, but on the prey they laid not their hand. But the other Jews,
meaning the other Judahites,
that were in the king's provinces, gathered themselves together, and stood for their lives, and had rest from their enemies, and slew of their foes 75,000, but they laid not their hands on the prey. On the 13th day of the month Adar, and on the 14th day of the same, rested they, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews,
or rather, but the Judahites,
that were at Shushan, assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th day of the same they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore the Jews,
or the Judahites,
of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns, made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, and of sending portions one to another. And Mordecai wrote these things, and sent letters unto all the Jews,
which should read unto all the Judahites,
that were in all the provinces of the king Artaxerxes, both near and far, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar, and the 15th day of the same, yearly, as the days wherein the
Judahites
rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. And the
Judahites
understood to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written unto them, because Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite Jew, the enemy of all the Jews,
which should read of all the Judahites,
had devised against
the Judahites
to destroy them, and had cast Pur, that is, the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, which he devised against
the Judahites,
should return upon his own Jewish head, and that he and his Jewish sons should be hanged on the gallows. Wherefore they called these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore all the words of this letter, and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come unto them,
Judahites
ordained, and took upon them, and upon their seed, and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days, according to their writing, and according to their appointed time every year, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the
Judahites,
nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the
Judahite,
wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. And he sent the letters unto all
the Judahites
to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Artaxerxes, with words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim in their times appointed, according as Mordecai,
the Judahite,
and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their descendants the matters of the fastings and their cry. All these acts and power of King Artaxerxes and the greatness of Mordecai was written in the chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia. Esther 10:3. For Mordecai,
the Judahite,
was next unto the king Artaxerxes, and great among the
Judahites,
and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. Purim. Purim is not a Jewish holiday. Purim is a Judahite holiday. The 14th of Adar, observed in celebration of the deliverance of the Judahites from massacre by Haman the Jew. So we see the Jews adopting and observing this holiday of Purim for themselves in an effort to pass themselves off as Judahites of the tribe of Judah. The churches and most of Christendom believe this is a Jewish holiday in which the Jews were saved from genocide by Haman. Silly Judeo-deceived, ignorant, naive Christians, tricks are for Jew worshippers. Haman was the Jew. If the churches did some studying, instead of sitting in their own pew and believing the programmed, brainwashed Jew puppet pimp in the pulpit, they would see that Haman was a descendant of Agag, who was a descendant of Amalek, who is a descendant of Esau. Esau's children are the Jews. The Judahites are Israelites. Israelites are not Jews. Israelites are the Anglo-Saxon Caucasian white peoples of the world today. Yes, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, his 12 sons, and their children after them are the white race. The very definition of Adam is ruddy, able to blush, rosy, to show blood in the face. The race of Adam is described in Scripture as white, white as snow, comely, and fair. The migrations of the children of Yisrael prove that the white nations of the world were founded by all the tribes of Jacob. The flags, banners, emblems, and genealogies of these countries prove that we are Israelites. Our fruits and spreading of the gospel proves we are the children of Jacob. All the prophecies and marks of Israel fit the white race. None of the prophecies and marks fit the Jews, the churches, or the Gentiles. It's time to wake up and smell the Jew and stop being deceived by all the lies.
Blinded by the lies, have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies.
And there shall be none left of the house of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken it.